May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For the last week or so, we've been looking at a few verses from Hebrews, the verses that Tara read just now, to help us get our focus right for the rest of this year. So first of all, I just want to remind ourselves again of what the verses say, or rather what they mean. We've been thinking about the large crowd of witnesses and supporters who are cheering us on in our Christian race, our Christian life. We've looked at the things which get in the way of our faith, which hold us up and stop us running so successfully. And we have looked at keeping on going in the direction that God wants us to go, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And we're thinking more today about keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter, as he is called, of our faith. I want you to think for a moment about the Pharisees. As you know, they were a very religious people, but they were far too wrapped up in their own religious rules and regulations. They spent all their time worrying about observing the letter of the law, things like picking corn on the Sabbath or healing on the Sabbath, doing any sort of work on the Sabbath, and work had a very, very wide definition. And because they spent all their time worrying about this, they failed to look at Jesus and to see just who Jesus was. And we can be a little bit like the Pharisees sometimes, I fear. We get so caught up in doing things in our own lives, whether it's at home, at work, or even in church, that we sometimes fail to see what's before our face and what's before our eyes. But we also forget that we need to look beyond the surface, beyond what we can see physically, and fix our eyes on Jesus so that we can see spiritually and perfectly. Sorry, this thing has a mind of its own. I believe Jesus can help us see properly if we fix our eyes on him. There's a lovely, it's a children's chorus which begins, "Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look well on his wonderful face." And he can open our eyes to the wonders of his creation, to see him and his love in the beauty of the world. He can open our eyes to see a situation in a different way. He can open your eyes to look at me when I'm talking to you. When we look at someone, it's hard then not to concentrate on what they're saying to us. Jesus wants us to look at him so we can concentrate on what he wants to say to us. So let's ask Jesus to help us to see things his way as we look to him. As I remember growing up, I remember lots of things that didn't really seem to make sense. But then suddenly, things seemed to fall into place. I was able to say, "Now I can see." I'd been brought up to go to church, to go to Sunday school. I'd heard all sorts of things about Jesus and God, but it wasn't until I was in the sixth form at school that it all really began to make sense. In fact, when I was in the first year sixth, I was firmly fixed on the idea of going to university to study modern languages and to become a teacher. I did become a teacher eventually, but that's a different story. Then suddenly, no, gradually, I came to realise that wasn't really what I was here to do. And so I ended up instead at university, yes, but reading theology and ending up as a vicar, which was rather different from ending up as a teacher. In some ways, quite similar in a lot of ways, but in some ways, quite different. So that's what I mean when I say things suddenly began to be making sense. And I could see where my life was going. It hasn't meant that I've always been able to see things clearly. There have been times when I felt I was walking in the dark, when I haven't been able to find the right way forward. Life is like a journey, like a race, but it's much easier to run with our eyes open and our eyes fixed on where we're going. And when we fix our eyes on Jesus, we begin to see things we've never seen before. We see that God loves and cares for us. We see that he accepts us as we are. We begin to see what he wants us to do, how he wants us to live. We see and experience his joy and his peace, and we begin to see more and more of God. By fixing our eyes on Jesus, we're saying that we want to know him better, and we're placing ourselves in a position where we're open to his Spirit revealing more of himself to us. Let's think about authors for just a moment. Without J.K. Rowling, there'd be no Harry Potter. Without William Shakespeare, there'd be no Romeo and Juliet. And you know, the list is endless. But what I want to say is, without Jesus, there would be no possibility for us to live out the Christian faith. And this is crucial for us to grasp. I am not the author, the pioneer of my faith. You're not the author, the pioneer of your faith. Sometimes we may think we are, but the reality is that without Jesus, we have no faith story. He took the initiative and died for us. He is the pioneer, the beginner, the author. Not one bit of this has anything to do with us. He gave up all he had. He took the nature of a servant. He humbled himself. He died on the cross for us. And God raised him to the highest place above. The author finished his work. And our faith can only begin because of Jesus' work done for us. Our faith depends on him. And this is the beginning of our faith story. Jesus is the author. He is also the perfecter of our faith. Is anyone here perfect? Would anybody like to put their hand up and say, I'm perfect? I hope not. Whilst what Jesus has done is perfect, our response to what he has done is not yet perfect. And it's God's desire that we become more and more perfect until we are just like him. God's challenge is for us to let go of the imperfections in our lives and to allow his perfection to grow in us. This isn't something we can do by ourselves, but what's great is that God promises to help us out by his Spirit. Are we fixing our eyes on Jesus? I believe we need to be the light of the world, and his desire is that we shine among people like stars in the sky and offer his message of life. So let's keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, that his light may shine brightly in our lives and that we may shine in the world with his light. Amen. Now, our next hymn, which is just...